Shabbos, Parshas Vayechi, as we wrap up the Sefer of the Avos, Yaakov Avinu Teferes is on his deathbed and calls in all the brothers and wishes them all. He tells them all about themselves. This is who you are. This is your bracha. You should make the most of what you are. He also tells them as a klal, you should learn from each other. You know, you're not individuals in this. You are the 12 Shvatim. You are a klal Yisrael. And Menashe and Ephraim come in, and they get a spotlight. They're also stars in the show somehow. Menashe and Ephraim pulled rank. They became Shvatim. How did this happen? What's going on? So Menashe and Ephraim were raised in Egypt. It's like being raised like on the strip of Las Vegas, the lowest of the low, Arabas Vegas. And yet they turned out to be arguably greater than the Shvatim. Shvatim were raised in Yaakov's, in Canaan, in Yaakov's house, with Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. You know, they had everything. Menashe and Ephraim, what did they have? They had, you know, Zaydi Paro, you know, to look up to. What role models did they have? Yes, Yosef HaTzadik. I'm sure that helps. It's nice to have Yosef HaTzadik. But when I saw the pasuk tells us that it wasn't Yosef that made the brothers, Menashe and Ephraim, into Shvatim status. Yidden. It was Osnas bat Potifera, the daughter of Dinah and Shechem. The pasuk says that Menashe and Ephraim, these were the sons that Osnas gave to Yosef. Meaning, as I'll explain, that Osnas showed Menashe and Ephraim that Yosef is who you want to be like. What Yosef is doing, which is nothing like you'll find in anywhere else in Egypt, that's who you want to be like. She admired, respect, and pushed that. She pushed tzidkus onto her kids. She said, you see what your father's doing? That's it. And when your mother looks at your father and says, that's everything that there is in the world. This world is nothing but a stepping stone for the next world. And that overshadows everything that's going on outside. And it's not that they weren't, you know, they pulled up the Egyptian look too. Yeah, the Yehuda thought that the brothers thought that Menashe was the interpreter for Yosef. They thought that Yosef didn't speak, you know, Oshna Kodesh because Menashe, this Egyptian kid, was interpreting. But these were good. We have a shave of Menashe, a shave of Ephraim. The power of a mother in a home, the power of respect and setting priorities in a home, showing that tefillah, tehillim, davening, chesed, achnasos ha'orachim, helping out each other. I've always said that a home is a base medrash of chesed. When that's the priority, you're in a good place. And you're going to be able to raise Menashe and Ephraim. Well, Mitzrayim was the 49th level of Tumah.
They say that the world before Mashiach is the 50th level of Tumah. It's even worse.
But you can raise a Menashe and Ephraim. People can be Gedolim on the levels of the shit they call, even in environments like this. It's all about what we set as our priorities. When we zoicha to raise children and build the homes of Ne'amonos, of Emunah B'Hashem, and with priorities that are steadfast, and everything else is just hevel around us that doesn't touch the sweetness and the beauty and deliciousness of the Dvekas B'Hashem. May we be zoicha. And when Mashiach comes, everyone's going to join us in this clarity days, Hashem. Hey, Mr. Rascha said, I'll show what we know. Toyfia, Toyfia, Halichos Beisom, Vilechem Atzlus Loisoichem. Ayayayayay, Sheschayem Neimso. V'rachoyt mibninim echroh V'ayayayay v'adach v'adach V'shalom, v'shalom lo yechzor La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la Sha la 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 sha la 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 la